Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Matthew 21:20, when the disciples saw it, when they saw the fig tree had withered away, they marveled. And they said, how soon is the fig tree withered away? Wonder if that'd work on a tumor. Huh? A growth. A cancer. I've seen it work many times. Just like this. Just like he spoke to that tree. Growth, I command you to die. Wither up. Be gone. Well, what if it's not the will of God? It is the will of God for that thing to be gone. Ain't no way that's the will of God to be growing in your body and causing you problems. Curse that cancer. Right? Jesus answered and said to them, verily I say to you, this is verse 21, if you have faith and doubt not, and what? Doubt not. You shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. There's a whole lot of you in this verse, isn't there? Look at it again. Verse 21, Jesus said, verily I say unto you. Is the word God talking to you and me today? So he said to me, if I have faith and doubt not, I shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but if I would say to the mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, it would be done. Is he telling them? Is he telling you and me we can do what he did? As plain as you can say it. And this is how he intended for us to operate. But do you know people haven't? Millions of Christians just ignore this. And instead, you know what they do? They pray and they beg God to move the mountain. Don't they? Oh, please, God, make the mountain go away. Please, God, move this mountain. Please, God, make the mountain go. Please, please. He didn't tell you to do that. Did he? He told you and me that we could do it just like he did it. That if we'd say it, and not doubt in our heart, but believe what we said would come to pass, we'd have what we said. So we ought to be saying some things on a regular basis. Jesus spoke to the wind and the waves, didn't he? He spoke to fevers and diseases. He spoke against demons. He spoke, and when he did, things happened. And people have said, yeah, but now, Brother Keith, that's Jesus. He could do that. No, he didn't just do that as God. He did it as a man. And he's teaching us how to do it. He did it as our example. And he said, if you have faith in me and believe on me, you will do the things that I did. Right? Didn't he say that, John? The works I do, you'll do also. And even greater works than these shall you do because I go to my Father. So we ought to be saying some things. But does it happen just because you said it?
No.
No. What else must happen? You must believe that you must be persuaded that what you say has effect, and you must expect what you say to happen. None of this trying it, we'll see stuff. You got to expect it to happen. And then what else? And not doubt. Why would he say that? Because doubt can mess it up. Doubt can mess it up. Now you're in Matthew, right? Go over to the 14th chapter, please. Matthew 14. Now, in our study, we've looked up this word doubt. And we said, if you notice, it starts off the core of the word. The root is the same as the word double. D-O-U-B-T, doubt. D-O-U-B-L-E, double. And it has the same meaning. Duo. Two. Dewey. Duo. And it literally means to doubt means to be of two minds or to try to stand in two ways. And the same word doubt is translated waver. It's also translated stagger. You remember the Bible said that Abraham staggered not. What does that mean? He was not of two minds about the deal. He was of one mind. And the Bible said concerning James that if you lack wisdom, ask of God and he'll give it to you. But you got to ask in faith. And you can't waver. Because if you waver, you're like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. You can't be, yeah, it's going to happen. No, I don't know. Boy, I hope it is. Don't look like it. That doesn't work. That's what he said, don't do, because that'll prevent it from working. So here you see such a perfect scripture picture and example of this in Matthew 14. Matthew, the 14th chapter. You know the story, but let's read it again. The Bible said that the disciples had got in the ship and were going to the other side without Jesus. He sent them away. And verse 24, the ship was tossed in the midst of the sea. 25, in the fourth watch of the night. So this is, we'd say early in the morning, before daylight. Jesus comes walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled. And they said, it's a spirit. And they cried out for fear. You know, have you ever noticed what kind of people God uses? People just like you. You know why? You can't find any others. We're it. And we are all men and women subject to like passions and don't know everything. And this is not the right response. Fear is never the correct response. And they've been with him for some time now, and they've been in his presence, and they've seen the miracles, and they've heard all the teachings, and they've heard him teaching on not having fear. And they saw him demonstrate it. But so what do? Oh, they get scared. It's a ghost! It's a ghost! This is his right-hand men. So if you ever have any trouble with your help, you're in good company. Jesus had some trouble with his too. But the good news, he didn't give up on them. And he doesn't give up on you and me. Aren't you glad? If we'll stay with him, he'll help us. He'll show us. He'll teach us. But they're all scared and crying out for fear. And Jesus spoke up. He said, be of good cheer. It's me. Don't be afraid. They must have been coming apart. These big grown men crying and whining in the boat. Oh no. Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, bid me to come to you on the water. Now that's interesting response, isn't it? But it's what he did. And the Bible said, Jesus said, come. Well, it was him. So what's he going to say? Now, if Jesus has really operated the way a lot of theologians and preachers imply that he did, he would have never told Peter to get out of the boat. Because he'd have said, whoa, whoa, what do you mean, come? Now, I'm the Son of God. I can suspend the laws of nature. Because everything was created by me. But what do you think? You can come out here and do this? Get sit down in the boat. Now the reason I say that is because centuries of religion have told men this. Stay in your place. You're a worm. And an unworthy worm at that. Now Jesus is perfect. But you ain't. Well, you already knew that. But by the blood. By the blood. You are made as righteous as he. Because it's his own righteousness. Yours wouldn't cut it. And ever since man fell, God hadn't been trying to keep us down and keep us in our place. Ever since man fell, he's been saying what Jesus said. Come. Come. Oh, can you hear it? Can you hear it? Come. Come on up. Come up out of that sin and muck and quagmire. Come up. Come up and fellowship with me. Come up here. Come out of the realm of fear and failure. Come up and walk on the water. Come up and have miracles. Come up and see the glory of God manifest. Come on. Come up. Come up and walk with me. Come up and do what I'm doing. Oh, glory to God. You know that's the heart of any real parent. Real parents that really love their kids, they don't tell them, oh, no, 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 don't ever think you can attain to what daddy has. Don't ever think you can attain to what mother has. No, no. What do parents want? Oh, they want you to come up and even exceed us. Well, you can't exceed your Father God or the Master, but the most you could do is come up. Didn't the Bible say, you know, that the disciple can't be above his Master, but he can be what? He can be like the Master. Oh, we haven't believed that. Can we operate like him? And so he's doing the seeming impossible. And Peter says, if that's you, call for me to come. He said, come on. Well, it's all over but the doing now. Now, let's just stop right here. Then there's so much here. Do you understand that at this moment, there is no manifestation of power? He's heard from the Lord. He's got the word, but there's no miracle. Until what? Until what? Until he has the courage to stand up. The wind is howling, the waves are splashing, and he's going to do what? He's got to step out. Is that right? Yes. And rest his foot on something that's not supposed to hold him up. Amen. Knowing that in these kind of conditions, you get out of the boat, that can be the last time anybody ever sees you. In these kind of conditions, there would have been no miracle unless he'd had faith to step out on what Jesus said.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Don't Doubt, Don't Change, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104I. That's R1104I, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.